Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. My delegation would like to congratulate you on having taken over the chairmanship of this group of experts and wish you all success and extend the support of my delegation in your work. Mr. Chair, the development and use of laws involves huge challenges. Particularly, my delegation would emphasize that IHL-compliant behavior and the principles of proportionality, distinction, and precaution in hostilities would be clearly compromised if these systems were used, and there would be many non-compliant scenarios as a result. In this context, my delegation supports the idea of extending a strengthened mandate to this group of experts to make progress in developing a legally binding instrument in the framework of the CCW without prejudice to making progress on other issues that we might have to take up in other GGE meetings. We would like to highlight that in future, a legally binding instrument in the area of laws should establish the following prohibitions on the basis of the following elements. Weapon systems which are totally autonomous must be prohibited inasmuch as they are incompatible with IHL, international human rights law, and international criminal law. Also, those autonomous weapons should be prohibited which cannot provide clarity on their specific autonomous functions. This is embedded not only in ethical concepts, but also in the fact that only states and human beings in charge of decision-making during an armed conflict can be considered to be legally responsible for the use of force under international law. In this context, it is vital to preserve human control during the whole life cycle of the semi-autonomous lethal weapon on the understanding that the development and use of completely autonomous weapons should be prohibited. My delegation also believes that the manufacturing and use of anti-personnel autonomous weapons should be prohibited. That is, those that are designed to attack human beings. Also, there should be regulation of the use of autonomous weapons designed to attack targets other than human beings. In this context, my delegation would point out that weapons that are of such a nature as to cause superfluous damage or unnecessary suffering, which have been, and also weapons which have been designed to cause or can be expected to cause extensive, long-lasting, and serious damage to the natural environment, those that can be directed against a specific military objective, and those whose effects cannot be limited and therefore can reach military and civilian objectives indiscriminately, or civilian property should be prohibited. In this context, it's necessary to establish a prohibition of the semi-autonomous weapon systems whose effects cannot be predicted or understood. Above all, because of the risk that they cause of indiscriminate effects and threatening the life and integrity of civilians as well as persons hors de combat, my delegation is in favor of strengthening the mandate of the group of experts to move forward in developing a legally binding instrument exclusively in the framework of the CCW, which establishes the following limits and regulations. Establishing regulations guaranteeing human control on the use of any type of partially autonomous weapon systems. Semi-autonomous weapons, on the understanding that it's fully autonomous, one should be prohibited, must be regulated so as to provide sufficient levels of predictability, reliability, supervisibility, and clarity with respect to their autonomous functions. It's important to highlight that those states that are studying, developing, acquiring, or adopting a semi-autonomous weapon are obliged to determine if its use in certain conditions and in all circumstances would be prohibited by Protocol 1 or by any other international law norm. Given the concerns of an ethical nature raised by semi-autonomous weapons, it is necessary to establish international procedures to be applied for legal review established under Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 to guarantee the legality of this type of weapons. Also, my delegation believes that it is important to regulate any use of algorithms for the choice of targets, since this can give rise to a perpetuation and heightening of social prejudices, including racial and gender prejudice, and therefore they have adverse implications for the compliance with international human rights conventions. There should also be a system of regulation guaranteeing meaningful human control during the whole life cycle of semi-autonomous weapons. Also, it's necessary to have international procedures to allow effective investigations and to assign responsibilities in the case that the weapons have been manufactured or used in violation of the procedures laid down by international law. Finally, my delegation wants to repeat that regulations and restrictions for the development and acquiring of these technologies should not be established in such a way that they might detract from the right of all states to developing and acquiring these technologies for peaceful purposes. Thank you very much.